Well, today, January 31st, is the feast day of one of my favorite saints, St. John Bosco, patron saint of jugglers. He's the patron saint of acrobats and tightrope walkers, patron saint of youth ministers and youth groups. St. John Bosco lived to be 72 years of age. He was born in 1815, died in 1888. He was born into a family of extreme poverty. He was the youngest son of a peasant family. His father died when John was only 2 years old. He was raised by his saintly mother. Her name was Margarita. And in fact, later on, when he would establish all the orphanages for the boys, she'd be known as Mama Margarita. That was her affectionate name. All the boys called her that. As a young man, St. John Bosco was influenced by St. Joseph Cafasso, a wonderful priest, and became John's mentor and a spiritual director, encouraged John Bosco to go into the seminary. So he went off to the seminary in Turin, Italy, up in the north of Italy, where the Shroud of Turin is kept. He was so poor that he didn't have a decent pair of shoes or a decent set of clothes, so Father Cafasso found him some donors and gave him some shoes and clothes that were decent so he could wear those to the seminary. At the seminary, he was really a natural leader, very gifted, very charismatic. He was a real character, always doing practical jokes and tricks. And one day, the rector of the seminary called him in and was sort of complaining about all of these practical jokes that John was doing. And on the way out, John handed the priest back his watch and his wallet. And they both had a big laugh about that, and they never bothered John again. St. Joseph Cafasso encouraged John to work with youth. And so after he was ordained at the young age of 26, he began going out into the streets and to sort of draw these street urchins, these poor children that were pickpocketers, and almost like you would see these in some of the movies like Oliver Twist, that's the kind of boys they were, just working on the streets, pickpocketing, getting into all sorts of trouble. John Bosco would gather the boys and say mass for them, teach them games, take them out to the country on picnics, and as Mama Margarita would cook breakfast for all the boys, then they would have catechism lessons and sports. And he would always tell the boys to be happy saints, that they should enjoy life, but not sin. So avoid sin, but enjoy life as much as you like. By 1850, he had 40 boys that he started this home for them. His mom was the cook, the laundry lady, and the housekeeper. He would then teach the boys how to repair shoes or become a tailor. They would teach them musical instruments and sports. By 1856, there was 150 boys in this home. So passing on the Catholic faith to them was of utmost importance. He established a printing press, and the boys helped with the printing of good Catholic literature, pamphlets, and books. He would tell the boys that for their spiritual life, they should go to regular confession, frequent Holy Communion, and have devotion to Our Lady, especially under Our Lady's title, The Help of Christians, which was John Bosco's favorite title. He would even build a church, a beautiful church, Our Lady of Help of Christians in Turin, Italy. When he started the project, he called the contractor and said, "Here's 40 cents. The Blessed Mother will pay you the rest." So shame we can't do that anymore today, but a beautiful church was built. And the donations came in. Our Lady Help of Christians inspired people to give to the building of a beautiful church. There were many assassination attempts on John Bosco's life because there was much anti-Catholicism and anti-clericalism. He was shot at a number of times. They tried to poison him on a few occasions. Sometimes these thugs would wait for him to try to beat him up in the alleyways. And all of a sudden, his guardian angel would appear in the form of a large gray dog, whom he named Grigio. And Grigio would appear, chase off the robbers, and then he would disappear. And then you wouldn't see him again until he was in danger again. And all of a sudden, if Don Bosco was walking down a street all of a sudden the dog would appear, and pretty soon you would see that the guys who were about to beat him up would scatter. St. John Bosco admired St. Francis de Sales very much, and that's why he named his order the Salesians after St. Francis de Sales. This was 1859. People said, "Oh, Don Bosco, you're working too hard." He said, "Tell the devil to rest and I'll rest too," was his response. He said, "I must work while I have time." He rarely had time to shave. He always had some stubble on his chin because he shaved so quickly. He died at the age of 72. By the time of his death, there were 1,000 priests and brothers in his order, the Salesians, working with youth all over the world, Italy, France, England, Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil, by the time of his death. When he died, 40,000 people attended his funeral in Turin, Italy. He was beatified in 1929, canonized in 1934, and declared the friend of youth, the patron saint of youth and youth ministry. As I mentioned, he was a juggler and an acrobat and a tightrope walker. On one occasion, there was an acrobat that was outside of church trying to draw the kids away from going to Mass, and John Bosco decided to have a duel with him. They would each do their tricks and see who was better, and Don Bosco won, and what he won was he convinced the guy not to do his tricks during Mass, so he would no longer distract the children from attending Mass. Miracles abounded in the life of Don Bosco. On one occasion, the sacristan had forgotten to put out the large ciborium of hosts, and there were 450 boys at the Mass. So Don Bosco went to the tabernacle, and the ciborium in the tabernacle only had about a dozen consecrated hosts. And John Bosco lifted up his eyes to heaven and said a prayer and began to distribute Holy Communion from these 12 hosts. Every boy received a full host, all 450, and when it was all done, there was one host left over. So it was a Eucharistic miracle of the multiplication of the hosts. He was like Padre Pio because he could read souls. When the boys would come to him and confess their sins and hide their sins, he would remind them of their sins, just like Padre Pio would do. He was a spiritual director of St. Dominic Savio, who would become a great saint. And lastly, I would recommend the writings of Don Bosco, his dreams and prophecies. His greatest dream was the vision that he had of the future of the church out in the ocean as a large ship, and all the enemy ships were trying to destroy the Catholic Church, which was represented by this large ship with the Pope wearing white at the helm. And then it says the Pope was attacked, he was shot, he fell, but he got back up and continued to lead the church to these two huge pillars in the middle of the ocean. The larger pillar with the monstrance, with the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, the other pillar with Our Lady. And the Pope was able to tie the church between the two great pillars, the Eucharist and Our Lady, and then there was peace. The enemy ship sank and the church was saved. Many people believe that was John Paul II, the Pope wearing white, that was wounded and then almost near death and then came up and was able to lead the church between the Eucharist and Our Lady. So there are books out. I'm sure you can go to the internet and type in the dreams of St. John Bosco or the prophecies of Don Bosco and read them. They're very interesting, very fascinating that he had so many miraculous gifts. So I would give you a blessing with his relic, but I had to let it be borrowed by the Church of St. John Bosco out in Woodstock. It's their patron feast day, so they wanted to borrow the relic, so they have it. But we'll just say, St. John Bosco, pray for us.